price to pay. Amen. There was a price paid on the cross for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I went back through and I thought, well, I was looking for a title, and I went back through Deuteronomy 28. I even went back some chapters back and read. And I come up with the first verse right there in the 28th chapter, and it shall come to pass. And I thought, I was sitting outside in the chair, and I thought, amen, Lord, it will come to pass. What's written down in the Word of God will come to pass. And we find over in Genesis, in the beginning there, God told Abraham, He said, I'm going to give you your seed. I'm going to give to you from the river in Egypt, which is the Nile. He said, I'm going to give to you from the river Egypt to the great river Euphrates. And that's what the Bible said in the 15th chapter of Genesis. And I began to think on that, and I thought the boundaries that we have put on Israel, and how Israel still hadn't become a total free nation. Amen. They've got little parts. They've got little pieces that they took back in 1948, but they don't have all that God give them. And I thought about the reason that they've lost is because God spared them as He brought them out of Egypt. He spared them. And this was Moses teaching here in Deuteronomy. And he said, but it will come to pass. Amen. So one day Israel is going to have their part in Egypt. Amen. They're going to have their part over to the Euphrates River. Amen. Even where Iraq is, glory to God, they are going to have their part. But they've not obtained it all now. And I thought about, this has been thousands of years for this to happen. And the way America is today, we want an instant message. We want an instant call. We want an instant fix. We ain't got no patience for nothing, glory to God. And the children of Israel, generation after generation, have waited. Those that got saved have waited for the promise of God. Amen. And we can't even live right for God 5 years until we got to get back into the sexual route. We got to get back into the drug route. We got to get back into the route of sin because we can't wait for the promise of God. But He plainly said, amen, it will come to pass. And I'm going to tell you something right out of the Word of God, and we're going to read it. These blessings of God, and America has obtained every blessing of God that could possibly be given down to mankind. America has had a free country for 245 years. America has had a free country. It's been fought for, but they fought in Japan, they fought in Germany, they fought in France, they fought in Vietnam, they fought in Korea, that America could stay free. God has had His hand on America. And I see today, glory to God, we sit back, instead of letting Germany come in and take us over, we fought them. We've let sin come in and take us over. We've let pornography come into our houses. We've let our cell phones take our little children down a road they didn't need to go. We've let things happen, glory to God, and we stood up and let the rainbow of the gaze and not said anything about it because we're afraid we'll lose a member or we'll be knocked down. I'm going to tell you, fornication, glory to God, was sin in the beginning of time, and it cost the children of Israel. I'm going to tell you, honey, when they got drunk, glory to God, it was sin, and it cost Israel. Amen. When they laid around with somebody else's wife, it was sin and it caused them. I bet you could call old David up and ask him if it pays to be in sin, if it pays to make a plan, amen, to go down the road of sin. And David would say, don't go the route I went. It cost me a lot of authority. It cost me a lot of hardships. The sword of God has been on my house ever since. Don't go down the road of sin. And today they'll tell you, church, get saved and you're all right. You can never get away from it. You can go to hell if you wanted to. I'm going to tell you, it's a straight and narrow path. I've been trying to live right for 53 years, and it ain't always easy. easy. It comes against the flesh. Daily, Paul said, daily he died out to sin. Daily I've got to lay this old flesh down. Get it out of the way. Sanctify this flesh and walk where God would have me to walk. I want America to be free again. I want us to be able to praise God and worship God in freedom again. I've been in two communist countries in my life, honey, and it's abomination against God. Amen. The condition that the church has to go through to worship God. I walked down the streets of Jerusalem. I walked into Israel. Honey, you could preach a place or two. I got to preach on the Sea of Galilee. But honey, can I tell you something? The Spirit of God ain't like it is here in the church at Mount Vernon this morning. I'm glad for the Spirit of God that's in the church at Mount Vernon this morning. I'm glad for the excitement that's still in America. But day by day we're letting it go by, and we're letting prayers go by, and we're watching soap operas, and we're watching things on movies, and we're looking to our own pleasures, and we've let the Spirit of God slip away from us. How do you keep the Spirit of God in your church? It's down on your knees praying, reading God's holy word, getting excited about the grace of God moving by, being moved by the Spirit of God. When people are in sin and out of the way and out of the will of God, being torn out of the frame and invite them back to church. Honey, they're mad at me today because I told them, if you go to Walmart, you can come to church. Glory to God, we make excuses and we wonder why the gays are putting rainbows on our TV and all over the land. We're wondering why sin is rampaging all over our land today, because we've invited sin into our house. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Word said, and it shall come to pass. Jesus said, why stand you here gazing? He said, in like manner as I go away, I'm a coming back. Can I tell you something? And it shall come to pass. That's what the Word of God said. I got to looking and studying. Man, I ain't smart. I can't remember nothing. I can't study nothing. But I got to looking and I found 121 times in the New and the Old Testament, and most of it is in the Old Testament, and it said, and it shall come to pass. 121 times. I never realized that. But it shall come to pass. Not maybe, but it shall. And most of this was written down in the Old Testament as they were prophesying that the Savior is coming, the Redeemer to deliver us, glory to God, out of bondage, to deliver us from sin. Amen. Yeah. That we won't have to use lambs and goats and turtle doves. Amen. The Savior, the Redeemer of mankind. And I can look at the church today, and I'm a critic. I know I'm a critic. We ought to be full house if we realize that God kept us from corona. God kept us out of the grave. God kept us out of the hospital. God has touched my old brother that he can get here with both feet. He said, you can't take both feet. I ain't going to do it. He said, I'm going to die with it. I'm glad, glory to God, he's able to walk this morning. I'm glad we got a God that cares about us. He loves our health. He loves for us to be happy. He didn't bring wrath on us. We brought wrath on ourselves because we won't serve God. Can I tell you, he will deliver me from whatever Satan throws my way, whether it be big or little, wet or dry. God will deliver me. God will take care of me. I need to press in on God and say, you're all I've got. You are my Redeemer. You're my buckler. You're my strong tire. I will serve you no matter what comes my way. I'll walk for you. Then God will be with us, and the land shall be mine. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory be unto God. Let's read. I ain't going to read 64 verses, okay? Or whatever it is. It's a whole bunch. Covers three pages. Golly, 68. I ain't going to read 68 verses. And this is 4th July. So don't cut me off. We're supposed to be free. Don't cut me off. Let us preach. And he said, and it come to pass, if thou shalt hearken or listen diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Neighbor, can I tell you, Moses was telling what the Lord said to Israel, but I'd like to tell you something else today. Many thousands of years after that, the Lord set America up because we come into America out of England, out of Britain, glory to God, and we were serving God. We come in God we trust. We walk for God. We love God. We prayed wherever we were at. We call sin, sin. Amen. We put God first in our life, and the big hand of God was on it, and our cattle began to grow. Our houses began to grow, and our people began to grow. And our freedom began to grow, and nations become afraid of us. I read it to you in the Word of God. But we can stand and look back over 45 years ago. Glory to God, how God has blessed America. And I have, Butch. I've been hungry. I've been to a place I had to leave home and go somewhere else to find some food because there wasn't nothing in there. Mom's sick and Dad gone. Amen. Just a little fella, but I'm going to tell you something. Since God saved my soul, I ain't been hungry. I've had a place to go and a roof over my head. I've had a friend to take care of me. I recommend Jesus above everything else. He was prophesied, glory to God, and he said that it shall come to pass. Amen. If you will serve me, let me read what the Word of God said. And he said, all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. These blessings are just overtake you. I thought about when a man gets a shout or gets freed of the troubles of this flesh, the pains, the aches, the old age, of the troubles and the bills. Amen. I'm glad the blessings of God just overtakes us. I'm glad the Spirit of God just comes down over us, and all these blessings shall come to thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. He said, blessed shall I be in the city. I don't really like a city, but the Lord said I can be blessed in the city. And blessed shall I be in the field. Oh, my Lord. They don't do it no more, but we used to hoe corn. I've hoed many a stalk for a quarter an hour. Hoe corn. Right, sister? We've hoed some corn. So you don't know what we're talking about, probably. But he said you'd be blessed out there in the field. Prime tobacco when I was just about level with first and second primings. But the Lord said I could be blessed out there. I thought I'm priming the best of them. I went to Canada. Measured the road with a pickup 9/10 of a mile. I was blessed. Look at me. I come through the backer field and don't have to do it no more. Amen. I've been blessed. He said you'd be blessed in the city and in the field. What I'm getting at, he can bless you while you're working or if you're just sitting back in the city, taking it easy. God can bless you. He's everywhere present. Amen. We get down sometimes when the sun's a little hot or the wind's a little cold. But the Bible said we can be blessed. Amen. We can be blessed. Mom will soon be 80 years old. He's been blessed, sir. Hey, Ma, there was. I believe Ma told me 84. 86. Got saved about 6 years ago. Woo! What can I holler? I've been blessed in the church too. Amen. And outside the church, and down at the altar, and up on the housetop. I laid brick one time. Actually, I was laying rock, a rock fireplace. I can take you to the place. And I tell you what, the Spirit of God came on me, and I was trying to fast. Seemed like it just don't do that no more. But I ain't laying rock no more either. But I'd work a few minutes in this two-story house, amen, and I'd end up shouting. I think I stayed there about 8 hours, and all I could charge for was about 3.5 or 4 hours. I couldn't charge for shouting time. That lady come to church a while back. Her husband passed, and she come and visited with us at church. She don't live in that house no more. But I thought about a shout is greater than them other paydays. I wouldn't have traded all week's payday, glory to God, for what I got that day. The Spirit of God. I remember there's an old preacher, and he's still living there in Logan, Hobernick. I don't believe you'd ever seen a Baptist act just like that. But when the Spirit of God moves on you, once in a while you'll move.
Right.
Amen. It may just be a finger or two, but the excitement of the glory of God, the blessings of the glory of God. You know, 50-some years, Bob and I have had a chance off and on to sit in church together and worship the same God. It was a blessing to me to see him walk in the door. A blessing. Let me read on what the Word of God said. And he said, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. That's your children. That's the fruit of your body. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of the ground, and the fruit of the cattle, the increase of thy kin, and the flocks of the sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. And I thought about, blessed be your basket, and your basket's full, and you carry it into your house, and you can it, or put it in the cellar, or your taters in the cellar, or your corn in the crib. Amen. And he said, your store will be blessed too. You can't take it all at one time, but take a basket. I'm about to get this. I can't take it all but one time, but I can take a basket full every now and then. Amen. And my store can get full. Amen. And then when the devil comes up, you can just go down to the storehouse and pull it up. Said, I bought a basket full right here, devil. You can't have this. I bought a basket full for God right here, and I'm going to eat this. You can't stop me. I'm going to praise God if I am down. I'm going to praise God in the hospital. I'm going to praise him in the nursing home. I'm going to praise him long as my arms are work. I'm going to praise him in my troubles when my kids are giving me trouble. Because God said, blessed are the fruit of my body. Amen. So God has blessed mine till he's still alive. I'm just going to praise him. Amen. I'm just going to praise him on the 4th of July. That God set me free in 1968. Praise God, honey. In 1776, America got their liberty. How about 1968? I got my liberty. Amen. A child of the King. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know I'll go to bed and I'll get home, I'll give you out, but I'm having a ball right now. Blessed shall be the basket in thy store. He said in the 6th verse, blessed shall I be when thou comest in, and blessed shall I be when thou goest out. I see people come into work on Monday, look like they've lost their best friend. They've muttered all the way there. Know they got a whole week ahead of them, but they're happy when they go out with a payday. Why don't they come in happy? Able to make a payday.
Yeah.
I see you come to church just miserable. I seen them leave more miserable than that. When you carry the load of your sin, you lose your smile. You lose your joy. Old Psalmist David went back and he said, restore to me the joy of thy salvation. You know what a church needs today? Our American church today needs the joy of their salvation restored. I promise you from the depths of my heart, and I preached it over a year, the Spirit of God is not drawing sinners like it one time did. Can I tell you why it's not? We as Christian children of God are living a lie. We're not carrying the gospel like we one time carried it. We're not bringing the convicting spirit to our sinners. Amen. Therefore, they're going on in the pleasure of their sin for another season. Amen. And it's our fault today. Glory to God. It's our fault. We can shout when it's us, but how about when it's somebody else?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Right. How about it? Let's think about it. Blessed when you come in, and blessed shall it be when I go out. And the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Said they'll come in that way against you, but I'll run your enemies, and they'll run seven ways. They'll go in every direction. They ain't going to hang around where the Spirit of God is. You think about some of these excuses. I might as well meddle. Think about some of these excuses. I can't leave my spouse on Sunday, but I can go 6 days a week to work. Y'all can believe that if you want to. I think it's an excuse. But I've got to go to Walmart. Above everything that I've ever dealt with, I've got to come to the house of God. Because Jesus set it aside for me. And He said, I'm coming back after a church. And we can carry on and say, I individually am a church, and I am. But God put us together in a building as the big church. And we need to fall back in love with one another. Amen. We can speak to one and shout for another. Glory to God, our hearts ain't right with God. Last about 2 weeks, there's bitterness in our heart. Hey, we're glutton on our own self. We've got in the flesh so deep that we don't even realize what the Spirit of God is. I'm going to tell you, I sin alone all but a couple hours. Bob come down and visited with me yesterday and blessed my heart. I was standing out there at the post. I tried to walk, and that was one of my exercises for my hip, and I was doing that. He come down the driveway, and there I stood. He said, what are you doing? Is America wondering what we're doing? Huh? An 80-year-old man standing there holding to a post. I can't get my left one up. I've had this one operated on. What are you doing? What are you doing here this morning? I come to get my basket full. And I come to take it and put it in the storehouse. And when the devil comes, he's going to think I'm crazy and he'll leave me alone.
Come on, Rick.
I woke up in the night, maybe morning, I don't know. I didn't look at the clock. But Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Scott, I need Jesus. If I'm going to preach these last days, I need Jesus. If I ain't going to preach Jesus, amen, I'll just conform to the world and go right on to hell with the rest of them. Hello? I need to stick with Jesus. He's the one that saved me. He's the one that called me. He's the one that gave me what I got. He's the one that said, I'll bless you. I'll bless you store. I'll take care of your store. I'm going to hurry. And the Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouse, and in all that thou settest thy hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. I can go on another chapter or two, and and Moses said, 30 years, 40 years, I brought you through the wilderness. And he said, you never eat any real food. You eat manna from on high. And he said, your clothes never wore out on your body. And your shoes never wore on your feet. Can you imagine that? Now, why won't you serve me? Why can't the same God that brought the children of Israel under Moses across the Red Sea and through the wilderness, why can't he make our shoes last today? There's no need in it. We've got so much money, we'll go buy a two-pair. I proved to y'all the other day, I got two-pair. I wore one of each one of them. And the Lord shall establish thee and holy. Look at this. And the Lord, 8th and 9th verse. And the Lord shall establish thee and holy people unto himself as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandment of the Lord thy God and walk in his way. Can we look out today and see why people are not established? Can we see why people are on the run? I told one the truth the other day and they ain't been back. I talked to him one-on-one. I told him the truth. My brother backed it up in another way. Didn't even hear the conversation. And what they do, run. We don't want to hear the truth no more. If the truth comes against our pleasure, we don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear the Word of God. If it comes against our pocketbook, we don't want to hear the Word of God. If it comes out of my rest and my sleep and my vacation time, we don't want to hear the Word of God. We don't want to put ourselves out. I could tell you some things, glory to God, and you wouldn't believe it, but some things that I know why God has blessed me. And I grumbled and I muttered, but I went on. And God has blessed me for some things that I've done that I didn't want to do. When the enemy come, glory to God, he come in one way, amen, but he left in seven ways. I'm glad that God scattered my enemy. I'm glad God busted up my enemy. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. And he said in the 10th verse, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by my name of the Lord. Why did America prosper? In God we trust. Why are we a laughing stock now? We're evidently depending on the Democrat Party. Hello? Hello? We're depending on the White House that can't even talk to Russia. We better be depending on God that can take our enemy and stop them. Don't take our freedom for granted. Our power can be cut off today. Your bank account you can't get to tomorrow if God stops it. We better be dependent on God. The last truckload of cabbage that come from California could be cut off and no more cabbage. Think about it. Think about it, church. And he said, and all the people of the earth shall see that they are called by my name. And they shall be afraid of thee. Is anybody afraid of America today?
No.
I've been in about, I'm afraid to say, 9 or 10, 11 different countries. Didn't get to stay in all of them, but I went through them. You know what I found every one of them wanted? A one American dollar. You know what I probably heard 500 times in Israel? One American dollar. I'll sell you this for one American dollar. Peddlers everywhere. Pickpockets everywhere. We're blessed in North Carolina. We're blessed. That's all they cared about us is our dollar. Are they afraid of us now? Nope. Nope. They're probably preparing somewhere now. Only the hand of God is keeping the enemy off of us. Only the hand of God. I need to stay behind the pulpit and preach. 11th verse, and the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto the land in his season, and to bless all the works of thy hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and they shall not borrow. Today we're borrowing. When we was in the will of God, we was having revival and we was lending, helping other people. Shortly, there'll be missionaries coming from other places to help us. Shortly. Because we walked away from God. I remember a cinder block, an 8-inch cinder block, 18 cents a block. And we got 18 cents a piece to lay them. They're what, $2, $2.50 now?
Yeah.
A two before, 75 cents. Now it's $8 and over.
Yeah.
Has the hand of God come off of us? We better beg God to stay with us. We better plead for the Spirit of God. We need to open up the mourner's banks and say, God, come back and visit our church. Get back in our house. Lord, will you please let me open the door and you come back into my house. Come back into my heart. God, remove sin that I be a shining light to this lost and dying world. We ain't willing to give our life for the sake of God. We run from corona that we can't even see. Amen. God said we need to be willing. Jesus was willing to die on the cross that I could be set free. I took a good checkup on old Bill for the last 3 or 4 weeks. I'm pitiful Christian. I'm pitiful Christian. I probably pray at the altar as much as anybody here. I probably read as much as any of you here. And I run my mouth everywhere I go. It don't even matter whether they like what I say no more. It don't matter. You need to be a child of God. You need to get in the house of God. You need to do communion with God. You need to wash feet. You need to quit playing games. Jesus might come today. Today your heart can quit. Your heart can quit. Think about where we're at. If this didn't hit America, I'm wrong. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. We ain't the head no more. I'm a full-blooded American. Been here all my life, and I can watch just a little bit of the speeches at the White House. And I think they ought to be in Hollywood. Clowns. Comedy. Making jokes. Neighbors, we ain't going to keep making jokes of God's work. We ain't going to keep making jokes of God's church and God's book and God's rainbow. It wasn't set up there as a token, amen, for the gay, for man to lay with man or woman with woman. It was set up there, he'd not destroy it by water no more. He said the next time, glory to God, it will be by fire. That's the word of God. So we tried to make mock of God. And I thought those little churches went up all over the land to try to have just praise and worship. You got to get saved before you can have praise and worship. You got to live right before you can have praise and worship. Amen. Glory to God. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. He said we'd be above. We'd be on top of this thing. He said we wouldn't be beneath. And all we got to do is serve God. We got to keep His commandments. Put Him first. So simple. We've got to overcome flesh so hard. Amen. Beneath, if thou hearken to the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day to the right hand or to the left to go after other gods to serve them. That's the 14th verse. And I wonder, there's not a day gone that I know of in America, but how many other gods are we serving? How many things is taking our mind off of God? How many things is taking us away from church? Here in this chapter, it's three times. In the 15th verse it said, but it shall come to pass. Not maybe, but it shall come to pass. And I'm not going to read all of this, but I'm going to read this. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all His commandments and His statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Did we get what that said? But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord. How many is not hearkening to the voice of God's man? How many children is not listening to mom and daddy's directions? We're not hearkening to the word of God. How many have we told this week we need to be in the house of God? The world can't see nothing but you and this building. And when we see the churches closed, and we see the children of God running out the door scared to death. Fear fell all over them. Afraid to stand up for the Word of God. Afraid of corona. Afraid somebody won't like them. Amen. What kind of standard are we setting? Hello, church. Is there any reason? It's a miracle today that God is still blessing us. It's a miracle that He's still speaking to our hearts. It's a miracle we still got the good old King James Version of God's Holy Word and a light till we can read it. It's a miracle, honey. But he went on in 16, he said, cursed shall thou be in the city, All the things that God blessed, he said, if we won't hearken to the word of God, he's got a curse on it. I'm going to jump down to 22, and he said, the Lord shall smite thee with a consumption and with a fever and with an inflammation, with the sword and with blasting and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. Have you ever seen, you go to the doctor, it's a virus. It's Corona 19. It's infection of the lung. It's pneumonia. It's an infection we don't understand. And he said it will follow after you. It will consume you. It will pursue after you and consume you. I'm going to jump. I got to read quick. 27th verse. And the Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt. How many has ever looked up the botch of Egypt? Anybody? I had a long time ago and I forgot. And I went back and looked up the botch of Egypt. And with the emerods, and with the scab, and with the itch, whereof thou canst not be healed. He said you can't be healed from it. I looked up the botch of Egypt. And it's a venereal disease. Said gonorrhea was part of it, but syphilis. And it said it looked like that it came, at this time, it came out of Egypt because of sexual intercourse. And we know in my lifetime, there's been an outbreak at different times of syphilis and gonorrhea and several other things. Why? Because of sin. So this, thousands of years back, the botch of Egypt. God said, I'll heal it. But if you don't believe me, if you won't follow my commandments, he said, the botch of Egypt will be back on you. See, as the children of Israel came out of Egypt, they were healed of this botch of Egypt. But the Lord said, you won't listen to the word. Amen. And they died. I believe, if I'm right, 600,000 people died. And only those that were born and 20 years and younger made it into the promised land. Even Moses didn't make it to the promised land. The Bible said that he was 120 years old, I believe I'm right, 120 years old, and he was buried in a place and they don't even know for sure where he was buried. I'm talking about the great man Moses. So think where we're at today. So you think about with the sexual acts that's going on and how AIDS, which is part of the botch of Egypt and a part of sin, and how it hit America for a little while. You think about it. You think about why diseases are coming on us and they say there's no cure for it. There's no fix for it. I know a fix for it. It's God. It's God. He will take care of us. Let me read on quickly. I'm going to hurry. In the 49th verse, I'm going to jump a bunch. And the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle fly. That sounds like an airplane, don't it? A nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. We think about Hitler and Castro in Germany, and we think about what Castro has done to the people down in Cuba. We think about how many thousands of Jews was killed. And we go on back from that and we think about when Jerusalem and the temple was destroyed and they went down into Babylon and how the problems and how they stayed down there 70 years. We think about all of this and they still won't listen. And we take this, glory to God, and the Bible said, it plainly says that one jot or one tittle of this word won't pass till it be fulfilled. It'll be done. It won't be done away with. It'll be done. So where are we going to be? He said over in the 58th verse, he said, if thou will not observe to do as the words of the law that are written in the book, that thou mayest fear his glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful. And the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues, and of long countenance, continuance, and sore sickness, and a long continuance. Let me jump down to 63, and I promise you I'll quit. The 63rd verse. And he said, and it shall come to pass. I want us to know something. All this is prophesied right on down to Jesus. And He died on the cross that we could totally be set free. That we're not burdened with killing our calves and our lambs and our bullocks and our turtle doves. The darling Son of God was the ultimate sacrifice for sin. And we've not hearkened to the voice of Almighty God. He said a prayer, the Lord thy God. We've not listened. We're going to do what we want to do. We're going to look at pornography. We're going to come to church when we want to. We're going to read what books we want to read. We're going to go where we want to go. Drink what we want to drink. Play the games that we want to play. But God said in Deuteronomy, and you can mark this down, it will come to pass.
That's right.
And Jesus said, I'm coming back after a church. Why is Satan fighting the church so? This ain't the place, only place you can testify. You can testify everywhere. But I'm going to tell you, you're out of the will of God if you're trying to testify and can't get in a church. Amen. Amen. Because that's in the plan of God. If we missed as much work as we did church, we wouldn't have no job. We wouldn't have no job. Let me go on. All it does is aggravate you, but I'm telling you the truth. This message is going to California. I'd love to see a queer in California get saved. Amen. I'd never get to meet him till we met in heaven. He say, oh, crazy boy, you the preaching. Amen. And convicted me of my sins, and now I'm in heaven. I thank you. I thank you. I got a call this week, and I've never, Bob was talking. I've seen a few saved, and that's me. I've just seen a few saved. But I got a call this week, and no boy uplifted me. He said, I thank you for helping me. Lead me to the Lord. I thank you. You don't get that no more. I thank you for a man like our first pastor, Price Phipps. He about beat this young boy to death. But he told me the truth. That sin can't enter in. That I'm not my own. I'm bought with a price. I struggled. 63rd verse. I had this marked and I forgot it. If I've heard, y'all heard it, y'all probably forgot it too. And he said, and it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord, I want you to get this part, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you. Boy, that's a mean God, ain't it? No, He forewarned us. He said, if you break out of my will, if you don't listen to my word, I'll destroy you. He said, I won't just destroy you, I'll destroy your nation. I'll destroy your children. I'll destroy your farm, everything you've got. So listen, I'm going to read all that. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and ye shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people from one end of earth even unto the others, and thou shalt serve other gods which either neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And that's where we're at today. And he said, and among these nations shall I find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot. Do you know a Jew? He's usually got money, but do you know a Jew that's at peace with here? This ain't their home. It's in their bloodline. This ain't their home. And among these nations shall I find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest, but the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart and a failing of eyes and sorrow of mind. And the life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt... Is our life hanging in doubt today? The life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have none assurance of life. Have none assurance of life, and fear day and night. Is that not where we're at today? We got thousands of people who wouldn't go down to my altar in the night at all.
That's
ship.
Because the light's off. But you can turn the light on and fear leaves them. Can I tell you, if you're here today in darkness, God would like to turn the light on for you. If fear is stopping you from praising God, witnessing for God, living for God, if fear is afraid your family won't accept you, amen, step up to the light. Step up to the light. Perfect love casteth out all fear. God said, I am love. Amen. That's the word of God. And let me hurry. I need to hurry. And in the morning thou shalt say, would God it were evening. And in the evening thou shalt say, would God it was morning. I've laid there myself and heard. I'll be glad in daylight gets here. My legs and back's hurting so bad I can't stand it. And that's what it says we'll do. So the fear of thine heart, wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see, and the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships. I need to quit right there. But I'm preaching on, I need to go over in Acts, and I promise you I will quit. Run over in Acts right quick. Acts 2, 17 and 21. And it shall come to pass, this is Acts 2:17, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon the flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see vision, and your old men shall dream dreams. In the 21st verse, listen. And he said, and it shall come to pass. That's what I'm preaching on. It shall come to pass. Many thousands of years from the time Moses I brought them across the Dead Sea to now. The 21st verse said, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Not maybe, but shall be saved. And over in Acts 3 and 23, let me get it. And he said, and it shall come to pass that every soul which shall not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. What did he say? Every soul that won't hear the prophet shall be destroyed. The Lord said he just rejoiced the people that wouldn't, the enemy. The enemy is those that come against the word of God. And he said, I'll rejoice and they'll die. They won't come against me no more. They won't come against my people no more. I'd like to tell you something. It pays to be on the side of God. Not him on your side, but you be on the side of God. I've got somebody to go to, a strong tower. Somebody that said, I can always be up. I don't have to be down. I don't have to be beat to death. Let me read Acts 2 and 23 one more time. And it shall come to pass that every soul which shall not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. I need to go to Romans, but I'll quit. We may finish Wednesday night. I don't know. But it shall come to pass. Can I tell you some things? If you're a Christian, you're going to be persecuted. If you're saved or you're lost, you're going to die. That's some things that's going to come to pass. Said every knee going to bow and every tongue going to confess. That's going to come to pass. And the Bible says plainly that all Israel won't be saved, but a remnant. He said if it hadn't been for the remnant, there wouldn't have been no seed left. If you will, stand to your feet. Here's the song, and it shall come to pass. We probably will never be sitting in Mount Vernon Church just like we are today. It'll come to pass, we're going to die. We're going to leave a memory or a testimony. Whether it be good or bad, we're going to leave a testimony. Can we come to an altar and fertilize our testimony? Fertilize our growth in God. Help somebody else along the way. You know a handshake is worth a fortune. There's a bottle of stuff back there to wash your germs off. If you're afraid to shake hands with me. A neck hug is worth a fortune. I hope Janet gets this. A neck hug's worth a fortune, Mama. You ain't supposed to quit hugging because you've been married 62 years. You ain't supposed to quit worshiping and giving God praise because you've been saved 20 years. The altar's open.
378. At the bottom.
It shall come to pass. He's coming back.
Why do you wait, dear brother? Oh, why do you tarry so long?
Oh, the altar's open.
The Savior is waiting to give you a place in His sanctified throne.
God, 4th of July ain't just a drunken party anymore.
Amen.
Independence Day means more to me than ever before.
Amen. Amen. Well, I got just a little bit high right back to that while ago. Just a little bit. But it wasn't only alcohol. Amen. Holy Ghost, fire of God. Pray for all of ours that's on the road. I thought, late that last night, I thought,
There'll be somebody killed. Somebody will be hurled into eternity, lost and undone without God. The Bible said, where the worm dies not, and the fire is not quenched.